Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, sharing whatever excitement I have with you. And also, in these times of concern, sharing my connection with people talking about how we're adjusting to the COVID-19 epidemic, or pandemic, I should say. Consequently, food bank is the topic of the day. And with me, Greg Kim from KYUK and Jayla Milford from the Kuskokwim Consortium Library, but partnered with the Lions Club. Good morning to each of you. And Greg, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Grady. Good morning, Jayla. How are you?
Good, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah, so Jayla, you're a Jesuit AmeriCorps volunteer, and we normally see you at the library, but we're here to talk about the food bank. How does the food bank normally operate?
So I am partnered with the Lions Club, and we have a monthly distribution every third Saturday where anybody that qualifies comes to the Lions Club and just picks up their groceries and walks out again. Unfortunately, due to all this pandemic stuff, we're unable to congregate in big groups, so we had to think of a new plan.
Okay, and so what is that new plan?
So the idea is that we can't have no contact with people outside your household to minimize risk and exposure, and so I and my roommates will be delivering food directly to front porches and houses so that the individual can still get those groceries like they normally do and probably really need at this point, but also so we can avoid contact with each other to make sure no one gets sick in the process.
That's great. And what if people don't have a permanent address that's reliable that they can give you?
That's a great question. I'm willing to meet them wherever they need to. I want them to get the food, and so if they have a central location or somewhere that would be beneficial for them to meet, even like a friend's house, I'm more than willing to drop the food off there.
Gotcha. And what are ways people can get a hold of you, Jayla?
So there is this lovely survey online that asks you your name, your number, where you want your food delivered to, whether you've been to the food bank before, and that's on Facebook. The link is on the library Facebook page. Also, it's on the library website itself. But understandably, some people don't have Facebook, some people don't have access to internet, and so we don't want to exclude them, and so there is my work number that you can call, and you'll talk directly to me. I'll take all your information down, and I'll add you to the list.
Gotcha. Okay. And Jayla, are you expecting more people to be signing up during this time?
Hopefully they do. We have plenty of food. I want to give out as much as possible. I, of course, want our regulars. They know me well, and I've worked with them before. But anybody that thinks that they need extra groceries, I want them to call me. I'll work with them to figure out a process. I would love more phone calls and more people during this month than ever before, because obviously now there is a need.
Definitely. And are there qualifications that make people eligible for this?
Very simple qualification of just income. Depending on your household side, depends on how much annual income that you have. And if you are lower than that annual income, then you instantly qualify. Even if you have other benefits like SNAP or tribal or Medicaid or Medicare, you still qualify. You don't have to have one or the other. You can have both. But that's what I would like to have a personal phone call with people if they're unsure, and I'd love to talk to them and walk through the qualifications so we can get everyone.
Okay. So the way people would sign up for this is the same way they would contact you for deliveries, just talk to you.
Yeah, as simple as that. Yep. Just let me know that you haven't been to the food bank before, and then we'll just walk through the application process. Normally, you would have to sign it, but the um, the SDA, which is the people that give us the food, which is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they have waived the need for signatures during this time to avoid contact and to, you know, cross-contamination. And so you don't need to sign anything. You're just over the phone. And we don't check any of the information. Like, we're not following up with any of this information. It's just a basic name, address, phone number, how much you make annually for your house, and that's it.
Gotcha. Awesome. And maybe let people know what kind of food could they get from the FDA?
Yeah, so it's all groceries, so nothing is, like, pre-prepared. It kind of depends on the month and what the government gives us, but we always try to provide a couple staples. Like, you'll always get, like, a fruit, whether that's, like, applesauce or, like, canned peaches, and then there'll usually be, like, a rice or, like, a grain, like rice or mac and cheese, and then just other, like, smaller things like that. I think this month I will be delivering right as of now. We're still getting food in, so it might change. But I will be delivering cereal, rice, mac and cheese, raisins, I think applesauce, beef stew, frozen chicken. So, like, honestly, it kind of just depends on the month. But this month we have a lot of food, and we'd love to just give it all out.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Shayla. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Just my number. This is my work number. I will only be answering it 9 to 5, but just leave a message with your name and a phone number to call you back, and I'll get back to you during work hours. But it is 907-543-4544. I would prefer to hear from everyone and not nobody. I would love to have more people. I'd love to have triple the number of people I normally get. I want this food to benefit everyone.
Awesome. And what was that website that they could fill out that survey on?
It is the library homepage. It's a little long, but it is uaf.edu/Bethel Library. And there's a nice link there. It says food bank, and you just follow that link, and it'll direct you from there.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Jayla, for sharing this important information.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad I could be on coffee.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Well, I guess that's the story. They're going to stick to it. That was our own Greg Kim from KYUK talking with Jayla Milford, Jesuit AmeriCorps volunteer with the Bethel Public Library and the Food Bank. To reach out to Jayla, call 543-4544. And that's my story. I'm sticking to that. Leaves me just one thing left to say to you listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.